As we enter the final few staging years that will launch us into the 21st century, I've never been more excited about our opportunities for winning the game of life. Winning in the 21st century will feature champions of cooperation rather than champions of competition. It's painfully true that strong national strength and defense considerations will continue, and these to prevent intimidation by dictatorships and terrorists, to assure access to world communication and transportation routes, and vital strategic resources. However, the survival of the fittest philosophy will give way to the survival of the wisest philosophy, and that's one of understanding and reason and mutual benefit agreements among all the nations of the world. Why then my unbounding optimism in the face of all this international and domestic turmoil? Well, the answer is simple. We must help each other win right now. Our very survival as a society depends upon it. There's no other option. There are too many people who affect each other's lives. Too few resources, too many births, too little time, and too delicate a balance between technology and nature to ever produce winners in isolation today. We as individuals are a vital but single organ of a larger body of human beings in the world. It's as if we all feed off the same main artery for our life's blood supply, and indeed we do. At a time when lifespans in our more advanced nations are fast approaching 80 years, millions of individuals in underdeveloped nations never reach puberty because of starvation and disease. And just when we thought we could bank on early retirement with plenty of leisure pursuits as a result of our super high standard of living, along came the Asian nations, hungry, willing, and able to produce higher quality products at lower costs for lower pay. Thus, they knocked our competitive socks off and forced us to buy more imported goods than we could sell as exports. The huge balance of trade deficit is the harvest. And this means that we in the West will have to work longer, harder, smarter, better, and for less money. While at the same time, we're wistfully watching lifestyles of the rich and famous on television. To put the problem and the opportunity in clear perspective, interdependence has replaced independence. You see, we can't win or even survive very long anymore unless we cooperate with one another. And there are three basic reasons for this. You've got to fully understand them and pass them along to your family members and to your business associates. First, there's a widening gap between the technological advanced nations and those that cannot and will never be able to keep pace. This means that more and more people will have to be helped aboard a wagon pulled into the future by fewer and fewer high achievers. Second, there are rising expectations among developing nations, especially in the Asian countries. These expectations provide these nations the motivation and the incentives to outproduce us and gain a significantly bigger share of the standard of living pie. And third, we live in a shrinking fishbowl of a world, in the sense that instant satellite communications and supersonic and soon hypersonic travel will bring all the major cities of the world within a 3-hour commuting range. This will place the have-not peoples and the have peoples together, rubbing elbows on a daily basis. The economic and lifestyle imbalances will become even more visible, and the risk of terrorist-provoked nuclear blackmail will be greatly increased. The answer, of course, is winning teamwork, and it will work. The stage is set. If we help the underdeveloped nations and ourselves win, then we all win. We either win together or we lose together.